The dream for human beings all over the history is to being able to control things just by their minds. On the other side, most people believe that artificial limbs will perform even better than natural ones. Imagine a world where we bring both together in one solution. This is what we have started, brain-controlled artificial limbs. When the brain thinks of something, it generates signals. They are called EEG signals. We sense these signals, we understand them, and we use them to control artificial limbs. And to control the artificial limbs, we simplified its model into four basic command signals: forward, backward, dead right, dead left. We implemented this concept on a moving car robot, as you'll see in this demo. In this demo, my colleagues is controlling a robot car just by thinking. The scenario is clear. The robot will go to the Red Bull can target, collide with it, and bring it back to himself. All of this process is only controlled by thinking. Think right, the robot will go right. Think left, then the robot goes left. In the same manner, we can control artificial limbs. We already did this in simulation. We built a simulation to control a hand with the symbols for movements: closing, opening, rotate right, and rotate left. And we got the same accuracy we got with the robot. The headset on the head performs the signal acquisition. It reads the signals from the brain and directly sends it to the Raspberry Pi, which conducts the signal processing from learning system, feature extraction. Then the signal will transform directly to the artificial limb. We have a strong competitive advantage here with the accuracy. While the accuracy obtained from other researches is around 75%, we worked really hard on our feature extraction algorithm. And after long testing and changing, we achieved an accuracy of 87.3%. With such accuracy, we believe we can make difference in this field. Also, our proposed solution nearly real-time. Therefore, it could be applied on real-time applications. Let's go to the business side and start comparing with existing solutions. There is existing solutions. It's called myoelectric, which is a complicated, expensive surgery where doctors inject electrodes in the nerve system of the patient's body. There is a challenge in this solution. Let's start with technology. Such surgeries need very advanced hospitals and specialists. While our solution is very simple, no surgery is needed. And the artificial limb with the headset kit could be manufactured in a standard lab. This is a wearable solution. Only training is needed. Let's talk about cost. The myoelectric solution costs around $100,000, and it needs a yearly maintenance of $5,000. While our solution, it will be available around $1,000 because it will be manufactured using 3D printing. Availability. These surgeries, that doesn't exist in the developing countries. It's even in the very advanced hospitals in the developed countries. While our solution, it should be available in any country without any extra of cost. Because no surgery is needed again, just reading the brain signals, analyzing them with our innovative algorithm, then send the decision to the 3D printed artificial limb. There is a potential of a huge market. Let's see, just in the USA, 50,000 new amputations every year. 50,000. Nearly there are 2 billion people living with limb lost. And more than $8.3 billion, the hospital costs associated with amputations only in 2009. These are really big numbers and a huge cost. We developed a business model with every section in it, but I will not get into the details. I will focus only on two things. First, we expected to have a break-even point 18 months from now with 1,500 units with a price of $1,000 for each. With this, our technology will be affordable for anybody and profitable for us. The second thing, we already talked with Birzeit University in our country and as local artificial limb centers. And now we have a research and development lab in the university, which is specialized in artificial limbs and brain control. To highlight of the need of this solution, especially in Palestine, as we are coming from there, we talked with one of our friends. His name is Ahmed Sajdia. He's a mechanical engineer student at his fourth year. He lost his limb during a strike in Palestine. And next year, he's working on building his own hand. We will help him by this system to control this hand. Let's hear him.
أحمد سجدية طالب الهندسة الميكانيكية في جامعة بيرزيت تعرض للإصابة عام 2014 من قبل قوات الاحتلال الإسرائيلي على حاجز قلنديا جعلته يفقد أحد أطرافه لكنه لم يفقد الأمل في استرجاعه بأقل التكاليف ودون إجراء أي عملية جراحية من خلال تقنية توصل إليها مجموعة من الطلبة في جامعة بيرزيت.
بعد ما فقدت أحد أطرافي واجهت صعوبة إني كيف بدي أحصل على طلب صناعي يعني. ولقيت إن يعني عندنا بالبلد هان أصلاً فيش إذا في بلاستيك يعني ومش فعال مرة بس وبرا في بشيء يعني غالي جداً وبحتاج لعمليات جراحية وتكلفتها يعني تيجي تقريباً $100,000 يعني ومبلغ باهظ وكبير كثير و مع البحث يعني لقيت إنه في عنا في الجامعة يعني وصلوا لتقنية بتريحنا من كل هاي الأشياء قدروا يتحكموا عن طريق الدماغ بيقدروا يحركوا الأطراف الصناعية وإن شاء الله يعني بيكملوا على المشروع ويحققوا لي هدفي إن نركب طرف نتحكم فيه عن طريق التفكير.
For us, it's not just about money. It's about being able to help people like Ahmed. We are BCR team from Palestine. My name is Ayham Jaradat. My colleagues are Muhammad Atiq and Hassan Bakir. Our supervisor is Dr. Wasil Ghanem. We are a computer engineers graduated from Birzeit University. Thank you.